Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ron Klein. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Schilling moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzone for the out. Schilling scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Boros reaches third base with a triple. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burroughs scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Maxwell moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schilling. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Schilling steals second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Burroughs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burroughs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burroughs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Billy Muffet now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Klein moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Malzone catches it and throws to first to double up Boros. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Terry Fox now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Bruton now playing center field. Al Kaline now playing right field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.